Leaders.
The Kursk incursion. Moral and legal, but risky. Ukraine has every right to strike targets in Russia, but should not overreach.
For the first time since the Second World War, Russia has been invaded. On the previous occasion, the Red Army's Ukrainian troops helped beat back the Nazi assault in Russia's Kursk province. Now it's Ukrainians who are advancing over the same ground. Ukraine's surprise attack, which began on August 6th, is bold and daring and could change the narrative of the war. It's also a gamble, which could go badly wrong. Morally and legally, Ukraine has every right to take the fight into Russia. Every state is entitled to defend itself, and that right doesn't stop at the border. Russia is waging an unprovoked war of conquest in Ukraine and has conducted thousands of attacks on Ukraine's Sumy region from over the frontier in Kursk. The troops, kit and bases that enable those attacks are legitimate targets. Ukraine's Kursk offensive has already achieved some successes. Its forces have cut through the region, occupying scores of settlements and taking hundreds of prisoners. That has had three immediate effects. One is to boost morale at home, which needed a jolt. Ukraine's army is on the back foot in the Donbass region, and its counteroffensive last year fizzled out. The second is to show international partners that Ukraine can regain the initiative. Encouragingly, America and Germany, among others, have indicated that they're comfortable with their weapons being used on Russian soil. The third is to expose Russia's vulnerabilities. Vladimir Putin will use the incursion to reinforce his big lie that Russia is waging a defensive war against the West. But it also adds to the evidence that Mr. Putin's carefully constructed image of strength and control is hollow. He thought he could conquer Ukraine in a few days in 2022, but 2 years later he still hasn't. When his former chef led a mutinous march much of the way to Moscow last year, Russian troops stood aside. When Ukraine invaded Kursk, local civilians didn't resist. For all that, Ukraine's gambit also carries grave risks. Ukraine surely hopes that its Kursk offensive will draw Russian forces away from Donbass, easing the pressure on Ukraine's beleaguered troops there. But there's little sign that Russia has pulled many troops off the front line. And this cuts both ways. Ukraine has also diverted many of its best forces away from Donbass and into Kursk. Indeed, Russia has continued to advance in eastern Ukraine since August 6th. It's now less than 13 kilometres from Pokrovsk, an important crossroads. Ukraine should try to reap the political rewards of its success in Kursk without becoming overextended. Its supply lines will soon be stretched thin. Russia is beginning to counterattack. If Ukraine suffers heavy losses of men and equipment in the weeks ahead, this could accelerate its setbacks in Donbass, while also reversing the sense of momentum built up in the past week. An ambitious occupation would be a mistake, though holding on to some defensible territory in Kursk as a bargaining chip for future talks might be sensible. Kursk also holds a broader lesson for Ukraine's partners. A good defence sometimes requires offence. America, Britain and France continue to bar Ukraine from using their long-range missiles on Russian soil. Some restrictions are fine. Western missiles shouldn't be used against Russian nuclear sites, for instance. But the risk of escalation should not be exaggerated. It's perverse that Ukraine is not allowed to strike Russian airbases from which jets deliver glide bombs to devastate Ukrainian cities and kill its soldiers. Russian forces that blatantly and criminally violate Ukraine's borders should expect no shelter behind their own.